I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It was the first U.S.-Russia summit in 7 years. According to both sides, it was designed to reset the soured relationships between the two superpowers. How does this affect Christians in Russia who have gradually lost religious freedom over the last 5 years? Spokesman for Slavic Gospel Association Joel Griffith says,
I think any time that there is improved relationships between Russia and the United States, that can certainly have a positive effect on evangelical churches.
The good news is there's openness to the gospel in many of these regions. Next, the story of Haiti is heavy and depressing. AMG International's Roger Thomas says the average wage is under $3 a day, and that makes medical care costs exorbitant. Thomas says AMG built a clinic there 3 months ago in Grand Basin.
We need to furnish it. We're getting by, but we need equipment for it, and we need national worker support for the medical staff there, the nurse, the medical lab technician. People have come to know the Lord because the message of the Gospels is explained every day to the patients as they wait to see the medical staff.
And several U.S. senators are working to pass a bill to provide clean water to needy countries. There are currently 5 co-sponsors, but they need 20 for it to move forward. Living Water International is a ministry that uses clean water to share the gospel, and they're helping raise awareness of the bill. It was created after President Obama pledged to let clean waters flow in his inaugural address. It aims to strengthen all facets of clean water provision. You can ask your senator to co-sponsor the bill through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.